The new film Scott Pilgrim vs. the World stars Michael Cera as a Canadian slacker who plays in a rock and roll band and does battle with his girlfriend's ex-boyfriends in the style of a video game hero. It's based on a series of graphic novels. Critic David Edelstein has this review.
In the films of British director Edgar Wright, there's a fluid connection between real life and the trashiest pop culture. His Shaun of the Dead was a zombie rehash, but Wright used all those borrowed tropes to satirize provincial English complacency in a way that had never been done. Now, in the comedy Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, Wright uses a series of Canadian graphic novels by Brian Lee O'Malley as a springboard for showing how rock and roll and video games fuel the most outrageous fantasies, even in the most mundane places. O'Malley's Scott Pilgrim vs. the World centers on a 20-something, down-and-out Toronto bass player, played on screen by Michael Cera. Most of the time, Scott shares a mattress in a crummy one-room dive with a gay friend, played with sly understatement by Kieran Culkin, and he dates a high school girl named Knives Chow, played by the buoyant Ellen Wong. Then he falls for Mary Elizabeth Winstead's magenta-haired punk rollerblader Ramona Flowers and learns that he might soon be besieged by her jealous exes.
If we're going to date, you may have to defeat my seven evil exes.
You have seven evil ex-boyfriends?
Seven evil exes, yes.
And I have to fight?
Defeat.
Defeat your seven evil exes if we're going to continue to date?
Pretty much.
So what you're saying right now is we are dating?
I guess.
Does that mean we can make out?
Sure.
Cool.
That mix of the deadpan and the outlandish is Scott Pilgrim vs. the World at its best. Seven evil exes? Well, yes. They appear one by one in the rock clubs where Scott and his band are playing. And suddenly, with no explanation, Scott transforms into a superhero, a flying, kung fu fighting rock and roll warrior. People blast one another with death rays and fling one another through walls. And in several scenes, the screen splits horizontally. Scott rockets from right to left on top, while his adversary barrels from left to right below. Crazy as all this is, there's a level on which it does connect with Scott's emotional reality, with the feeling of transcendence he has on stage playing bass, a bass that here throws bolts at the sky. At first, the crazy quilt inventiveness of Wright's movie is elating. It has a look all its own, part comic book panel, part arcade video game screen from the era of Pac-Man and Space Invaders. Even the Universal Pictures logo is rendered as a crude arcade game. Fun facts and character IDs pop up. When Scott and Ramona smooch, pink hearts float out of the screen. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World could have been among the coolest movies ever made, but it runs down. The parade of supervillain exes, among them Chris Evans, Brandon Routh, and Jason Schwartzman as their evil overlord, is like a forced march. I felt I'd had my fill of the fights, and there were still five exes to go. But the biggest problem is, alas, Scott Pilgrim. Michael Cera dials down his patented high-pitched hysteria, but our superhero is still a super cipher. That might work if the disjunction between his wishy-washiness and his powers were played for satire. But it's just a disjunction. He doesn't earn those powers, and he certainly doesn't earn the dishy Ramona, who inspires the film's most lyrical sight gag when she heads off into the night and the snow glows and melts under her rollerblades. Director Edgar Wright has done thrilling work, but he can't find here the connection between life and pop that he found in his other films. Scott Pilgrim doesn't seem lit from within. He's a superhero for dim bulbs.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can see clips from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World and download podcasts of our show at our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air.